Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. We've got a different show tonight. We're going to have a representative from the United States Psychotronic Association on, and he's going to be talking about an upcoming conference that is about to pop off next week, and also about the organization. And folks, you can even join this organization. And I found it to be very interesting when I looked them up online. And before I get deep into it, the web address is psychotronics.org. www, of course, but psychotronics.org. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back, but the true question is, are you really ready to? And folks, by the way, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners, intuitives and spurs. I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I'm the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choices, the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the absolute fullest. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, visit my website, MoniqueChapman.com. I invite you to like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. And you can also sign up for my opt-in newsletter, Intuitive Living. And again, that's from my website, MoniqueChapman.com. It is my extreme pleasure to introduce Scott Butlick, who is with the organization of United States Psychotronics Association. Now, Scott taught high school physics for over 33 years, and I talked to him. He sounds really young. And Scott's dad, Robert, who was affectionately known as Bob, was one of the original members of the United States Psychotronics Association. Now, Scott attended his first USPA meeting in 1979, and he has volunteered at conferences, served on the board of directors as president, and he is currently the secretary treasurer. And again, you can check out the website, psychotronics.org. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you, Monique.
Hey, glad to be here. It is so great to have you here. Now, this association was formed back in 1975 and is a 501c3 association. So tell us a bit more about the United States Psychotronics Association.
Well, the association was founded by a gentleman named J.G. Gallimore, who wrote a book about unusual energies. And that's kind of right up your alley. You have the ability to intuit things and interpret things, and other people need tools to access that kind of information. And Jerry Gallimore was a scientist who started learning about radionics devices, which is an intuitive tool that people use. And he did a strange thing. He wrote a letter to everybody who had bought his book at Borderline Sciences, and 75 people showed up to form a meeting. And they agreed to meet every year, and they formed a 501(c) in 1977. And it became known, after being called the U.S. Radionics Congress, it became known as the U.S. Psychotronics Association. And psycho means mind, tronics means devices. So like a pendulum is a device. And if you use your mind with a pendulum, that's the psychotronic device. If you use dowsing rods, that's a psychotronic device. If you can pick up an object and feel it, that's a psychotronic connection as well. And there are more elaborate devices. Radionics machines were actually outlawed in the United States in the 1940s, thanks to our current medical system. It's legal to practice with one of these mind tool devices throughout most of the rest of the world. It was discovered by or created by a guy named Dr. Abrams, who before he invented this was considered the leading doctor in the U.S. at the turn of the century, turn of the 1900s. Abrams is the guy who invented percussing, where you tap on the patient's back and you listen with a stethoscope for its sound. Those of us who are old enough remember doctors listening to our cavity resonance and echoes. And he had a patient who was so sore that he couldn't percuss him. And so he had somebody stand behind him and put his hand on the shoulder, acting as a conduit, and got the answers that he needed from that. And then he created an a device with dials to tune into people. And the original black box didn't even have any wires connecting the dials, but he was using the dials as a means to help his intuition and intent get communicated through the ether, or whatever you want to call this medium that connects our minds and our spirit and our energy.
So like this sea of energy that's constantly around us?
Exactly, which has many names throughout history, and which regular physics actually made useless in the 1880s. They did an experiment which showed that the speed of light wasn't affected by an etheric field. And then Einstein created something called special relativity, where he put a speed limit on light. But then he actually created a theory of gravity, which allowed for an ether. And a man named Dirac, Paul Dirac, coined this term sea of energy in 1930. And he proposed that we live in this sea of energy. And call it the ether, call it quintessence, call it prana, chi, whatever names we've called it throughout history. We basically, regular physics has ignored it because it's not a materialistic thing. And yet, in current physics, 95% of the universe's energy is not understood. We've made up names for it. Dark matter and dark energy are two things that scientists are searching for. It's all around us, and it's all inside of us. And your kind of field, working in the intuitive range and helping people with healing and energy issues, interacts in this kind of field every day. And yet current physics doesn't acknowledge it, just like they don't acknowledge consciousness. They can't explain what consciousness is. They just say it's a bunch of atoms bumping into each other, and that's all it is. There's nothing else to it. So
yeah, it's like they can't physically hold it. They don't want to acknowledge the truth underneath it?
Yes, and part of that is due to the way that we created the science. We set up our own basic fundamentals, which they agreed upon, and there's probably a fundamental that's missing. It's not of this materialistic world, and yet that's how we try to describe our world.
Yeah, but we're
through materialism.
Yeah, but we're not linear. I guess we're maybe coming to the understanding that we're non-linear, although a lot of us think we're linear, or do I have that backwards?
We live in a very complex holographic world, and we can access information at distances which surpass the speed of light, and we have lots of evidence of interactions of consciousness and matter, and yet it doesn't fit into the physics paradigm. So we're at a threshold. You're right. We're at a threshold where we're ready to change. We're ready to see a new paradigm. It's not going to be easy. It's always been difficult to change. Copernicus got into trouble when he said that the Earth orbits the Sun, and Galileo got into trouble for supporting that same thing. People were burned at the stake, and when other people suggested other theories in the 1800s and early, when the guy who created electromagnetic waves, Maxwell, he died under all sorts of criticism that it was the most ridiculous theory. And when they discovered radio signals 20 years later, all of a sudden he's a genius. But he had 20 formulas, and we only use four of Maxwell's equations. Those, those other formulas were side mathematics called scalars, which have no direction, and they exist everywhere all at once. And that's where we're missing this energy and this way of looking at the world. We've kind of dropped it off because we like all this technology and the physicalness that we've created. We've created this mechanical universe, which we can't live without, but yet we've ignored the inner world.
And my belief is it's going to be important to embrace that inner world to become more balanced. But let me ask you a question. You had said that the radionics machine was outlawed in the 40s. With allopathic medicine going the way it is now, they're introducing more light therapy, all of these other alternatives. Do you feel that at some point in time, something similar to the radionics machine might be back to help heal mankind?
I do feel that we will bring it back. In fact, before chemical pharmaceutical industry took over medicine, electronic devices were the rage in the 1800s, and Rife built a frequency device, and a number of other people had devices, some of which were taken away from them because they did threaten a certain way of healing and controlling the scenario, I guess, or the situation of people. And so we went a few steps backwards, and now we're ready to move forward. There's lots of healing devices, some using mind and device, some just using devices that will tune into the mind via frequencies. Okay. So we do have that on the verge.
Wow, what an exciting time to be on Earth and to be engaging in this type of energy, isn't it?
It is. It's a very exciting time, and the U.S. Psychotronics Association is an organization that's designed to be an open forum for people with this kind of information. We try to take a little more scientific view, but even as a scientist, I'm convinced that it can't be done completely. There has to be some faith and belief. What was the initials that you had? BS. belief system. You have to have a belief system which says it's okay, right? And that's how you teach. My dad would come to my physics class, and we'd have a day called Strange Physics, and we'd teach kids how to douse and talk about auras and things like that, and a little bit of mysticism.
You are a cool teacher.
I was fortunate to be able to not threaten anybody enough that I would get in trouble. I didn't pressure anybody if they didn't believe, if they weren't ready. But my dad would take these teenagers and say, "I can teach 3 out of 10 of you will be hotshots right off the bat in walking across the room with dowsing rods to detect an energy field." And another 3 to 4, you'd have to practice a little bit. And then there'd be 2 or 3 of you that just says, "Oh, this stuff is a bunch of garbage." And i.e. their belief system wasn't open to the possibility to allow intention and receiving of information through the dowsing rod or through a pendulum. Or in your case, through your hands, through your, you probably have multiple accesses to your intuitive form. Well, and in fact, I had a girl in class who came up after the class and said, "Oh, thank you so much." We actually did it in the auditorium for that particular thing. She goes, "I thought it was so strange that I saw colors around everybody and that I felt things. And I just thought I was so unusual. I didn't know that other people knew that or felt that." So we always express the idea that the colors of the aura, everybody knew them because they've been ingrained in our society. Societies around the world for years and years. When you're angry, your aura is red. And when you're jealous, it's green. These are colors that people saw when they saw people interacting with them and so forth, or interacting with others.
Okay. Well, folks, we're speaking with Scott Butlick. He is the Secretary Treasurer of the United States Psychotronics Association. You can check them out at psychotronics.org. Folks, they've got a conference coming right up. It's going to be July 20th to the 22nd in Deerfield, Illinois. It's going to be their 40th one, so this is no BS, and that's bullshit on this one. This is real. It's going to be at the Hyatt Regency, and you have an opportunity to interact with like-minded people or discover something new. So if you're truly looking for cutting edge information, cutting edge viewpoints that will allow you and cause you to think, this is an organization you want to be a part of. Now, for those of you who can't make it to the Deerfield, Illinois conference, starting on Monday the 23rd, they're going to live stream the conference. You can check out the website, psychotronics.org, to find out more about this. But I truly feel that this is going to be a conference that I'm definitely going to live stream because I can't make it to Illinois. But this is something that's going to definitely help you improve your life. You know, so many people call...
Monica, if I can add one thing, you can actually start the live stream on the 20th, the day that the conference begins. And then within a day, and if you missed a talk on Friday evening with J.J. Hertok, the Keys of Enoch, and his wife Desiree, they're doing something about sound healing. But not completely scientific, but very, very interested in cutting edge, new paradigm looking. They're futurists is what they are. Mm-hmm. And very, very, you'd recognize the cover of the book. But if you miss their talk on Friday night, within a day, it'll be up online and you can watch a replay of it for 30 days. After the conference, you can watch. So if you miss, if you're busy that weekend, you can still watch the talks for 30 days, and then after that, we'll make them available for download, DVDs, whatever people need. And we've recorded over 1,200 talks over 40 years.
Wow! So there's a lot of information there. A lot of information.
Yeah, and we've not done a good job on getting information out there in the past, but we have hired a new media company that will work with us, Faceless, and they are going to help us get our material out there, because even some of the stuff from 30, 40 years ago still strikes me. A gentleman named Marcel Vogel who he created a crystal. That's just a very powerful healing instrument, and he used his breath to put his intent into this transmitter, which was a beautiful crystal.
Interesting. You know, so many people, they're starting to embrace, you know, crystals and gems, but they don't understand how they can program them and work with them. So you're saying that on your website they would be able to find some information about this?
Well, we'll have some talks about it coming up at some point. Information on the website is a little limited, a little more information if people join and access our newsletters and attend our meetings or download our material as we start getting it up more and more.
Okay. Well, folks, if you're interested in joining, you can actually go to their website and click on the Join tab. It's quite simple. There is a membership fee. It's $35 a year, and that's nothing for the information that you're going to receive. And once you join, you have access, and it's not like limited access. You've got full-fledged access. And again, the information shared by the United States Psychotronics Association is information that will allow you to expand your horizons. And, you know, this is what we should be doing in 2018 with all the crap that's going on in the real world and politics, this and that and the other. It's important to be able to expand our minds, expand our energy field, if you will, to see the truth. What are your thoughts on that, Scott?
I wholeheartedly agree. We're undergoing a series of attacks that are trying to separate us and keep us apart, whereas we have this field of energy that does connect us, and we need to look into it. We need to access it, and the time is now.
Okay. Now, Scott, you talk about the lumiferous ether and its role in the history of science. Can you give us an overview of that?
Well, ether was Pythagoras and Plato and Aristotle's fifth element. You've all heard of earth, air, fire, and water, and they said things were created with one and destroyed with the other, and things fell because they were made of earth, and things rose because they were made of air. That's how they described the physical world based on those mm-hmm. four materials. But then they realized that there was a space outside the earth and something that connected us to the stars, which they didn't really know were suns at the time, but they created this ether, mm-hmm. and other civilizations used the word quintessence and upper air. It was the spirit of God and so forth. As science grew in Newton's time, he believed in this medium that carried light. Even though he was a man who was in favor of something called the particle model, he still mm-hmm. believed in an ether, just like the people who created a wave model of light. And later, when that wave model became popular, people were looking to detect the ether. And they did a very simple experiment in the 1800s, which showed that they couldn't detect it. It had been no result. And so from then on, we've kind of science, per se, has gotten rid of the ether, although it's popped back up, mm-hmm. as I mentioned, with Dirac and others. Even Einstein saw an ether as something that connected his space-time continuum. And so mm-hmm. It's not something that ordinary physics people hear about all the time, and it is more of this connecting energy that we all have between us. And I think it is the source of what at some point when we gain access to free energy, like Tesla wanted us to uh-huh. do, it is this ether or whatever name you have for it that connects us all, that is a vital source. You tap uh-huh. into it all the time, Monique, when you're using your intuition. You have the ability to be a conduit and access information anywhere in the world, regardless of distance. And people have that. We know all sorts of stories of twins that when one twin uh-huh. gets hurt, the other one knows about it. Or mothers. Mothers had that collective yes. Intuitiveness, but we've kind of gotten away from it because we have these monitors and other things that physically interact and tell us, as opposed to relying on your gut. And so I would say that the ether, even though it can be a scientific term, was originally a term about spirit and energy and connectiveness. And as you mentioned, this is the time where we need that kind of spirit and energy and connectiveness more than ever as we're being torn apart in okay. our society.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Let's take a look at religion and how this interacts with what we're talking about. In my opinion, and again, it's just my opinion, religion is more of a controlled substance, if you will. It's like a mind programming type of situation instead of allowing people to go out and explore. Can you buy into that on any level at all?
can I buy into what your opinion is? I certainly can buy into that. My father loved his religious paradigm and protocols and admired it greatly, and he was able to blend it together. The man who I mentioned a few minutes ago with the crystals, Marcel Vogel, was a dedicated Catholic, but yet, and I've been to places where they've talked about it at church, and it's the work of the devil kind of thing. And yet, this man was a beautiful soul who underwent a near-death experience when he was young, and he was told that he was going to study luminescence and light, and that led him into crystals a little bit after he invented what we call magnetic ink, the stuff that records all our computer memory. And a company called IBM that he made that device for gave him 95% of his time to work on whatever he wanted, and he studied light, bioluminescence, and crystals until he retired from there. So you can mix your paradigms to some degree. It just depends, again, on your belief system. I might be a little closer to you in my thoughts on that from what I've seen, although I have met some religious people who are some of the most beautiful souls. So it all depends on where they're coming from.
Yeah, okay, and what their path is. Because I found in my work that a lot of people who are staunchly rooted in religion sometimes have difficulty with branching out and expanding their mind paradigm because, you know, of the rules and regs that go around it. And I was wondering if there was anything...
True, very true.
If they wanted to adjust or grow or expand, whatever word you want to put around that, how could they help themselves?
I don't know if I'm qualified or able to answer that question now. I know, I know. You didn't tell me you were going to challenge me along that line. I mean, ask me a physics question. Ask me a question about our speakers. Something easier. I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question off the top of my head. But if you're making me think, which is a wonderful thing,
but you know what?
That's what our organization will also try to help too.
Exactly. And you know what? I don't think anybody has all the answers. So I appreciate your integrity and your honesty. Okay. Because, nobody has all the answers. So thank you. So a speaker on your conference, on Dr. Jeffrey Mishlov. I know him.
Yep.
He's a very nice man, parapsychologist. Talk about him or some of the other people. I know that your president, was it Beverly Rublick, is going to be?
Beverly Rublick.
So talk to us about some of the people and their background that's going to be at the conference presenting.
Well, I'm not as familiar with Jeffrey Mishlov as you might be. I know Beverly Rubick has worked with him. He has some great material online and has studied a lot of things about psychic phenomena and so on. And great information available there from Jeffrey Mishlov. Beverly Rubick is a biophysicist, and she has... over the years created ways of measuring the subtle energy field. You're familiar with auras, as we talked about a little bit before, and she's gotten some detectors that can map out the aura and find high points and low points on an energy chart. And she did that for a number of years, and she's worked with subtle energy add-ons to various products, and she's been involved in studying other people's devices as well. She's a very skilled scientist looking for scientific understanding in these strange, subtle energy realms. We also have another scientist named Glenn Ryan, who does some similar things, working on energy patterning to add to water for extra vitality, and not necessarily just for a profit motive, but for an overall health kind of scheme. And, and he goes around the world. He measures energy levels, energy fields of water. You know, that doctor from Japan who would put water under a microscope, Dr. Mikao, and I can't remember his last name.
Is it Emoto?
Emoto, Emoto, yes. And he just passed away last year. But Gwen does studies of water like that and measures their vital energy. Emoto took pictures of those things when people prayed on a glass of water with love intent or prayed on another glass of water with hate, and they could see the differences. And he's doing things like that with putting intent into water. And he's been a representative at a number of water conferences around the world, because even though people think that oil might be our most vital resource, it's actually water.
Water
is the most vital resource in the world. And so there's another area where subtle energy and New Age science can put together something that benefits man as a whole. Dr. Patrick Bailey is another speaker at this year's conference, and he's an expert on free energy. And he has collected a lot of materials over the years and done research and so on in this kind of area. And so he's going to speak on that type of Tesla technology. Dan Davidson is another gentleman who's going to speak, and he's going to he wrote a wonderful little book called Shape Power, which sat prominently in my room for many, many years, because it just appealed to me, this idea that shape has power. And all you have to do is look at nature and look at a sunflower or look at a shell and see the magnificence in it. And we still don't know all the secrets of our human body and how we transmit information and so forth. And so Dan has a book about shape power, and he does free energy, and he also is studying this energy field called the ether.
Well, I was actually fascinated by Stephen. Is it Kuong? Q-U-O-N-G?
Yes, I do. I'm looking forward to hearing him. I just was looking at his name. I don't have much information off the top of my head about him. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
But I'm trying to remember what his
title does. He works with dowsing and energy healing and radionics, but he has the Vedic tradition, I guess, mixed in and mantra yoga.
So, yes.
And he's
combining ancient ideas in the modern world, and how we can learn from the past and apply these Buddhist monk ideas and feng shui and Tao geomancy.
I'm not familiar with that, so I'm going to definitely tune into that one, because it sounds quite interesting.
Exactly, it does. It sounds great to me. So I'm pretty excited to see that. And then we have a few speakers who are going to be talking about radionics. A gentleman named Pete Radotti is going to talk about easy tools to make instruments, as well as how you can create jewelry. We have Ludi Larson, who's recently been over to India and is helping them use radionics on crops. In fact, in the United States, the most common radionics operators that you can find in the open, per se, are farmers. They're training farmers how to treat their crops with intent and frequency, as opposed to Monsanto products.
Interesting. And you get huge buy-in from the farming community?
That is one of our one of radionics' larger populations is in the farmers and and animals treating disease and so forth. People are very successful in their applications that way, and they're anxious to learn something where they can tune into their fields and help them grow without polluting ourselves with chemicals and so on. So that is one of our fields as well. You do find people who practice radionics with people, with family. Chiropractors were taught this over the last 60, 70 years. But they were forced to have their machines and their diagnostic tools that way in the back room.
And so we
do know of some people who openly work on things, but they have to be very careful because of protocols that people have set forth to keep us from obtaining health in a very natural and conscious way.
Well, Big Pharma couldn't make money if we, you know, healed ourselves, right?
Exactly. Well, and that's this whole thing of separation, keeping us apart and control. Another major speaker is James Oshman, and he is an expert in the scientific basis of energy and informational medicine. And so here's a gentleman with a background in science who's using all sorts of different techniques and ideas to help people help themselves and be exposed to a new brand of medicine slash healing for personal use.
Okay. Well, you know, you've got over, I think, 20 presenters, and folks, this is going to be absolutely fabulous. You can check out who's going to be presenting at the conferences by going to the website, psychotronics.org, and clicking on the conferences, and then the speakers, and you get to see everybody's picture, including Scott's. And this is a wonderful opportunity, again, for mind expansion. And if you can't be live at the event, as Scott said, that starting the 20th, you can tune in to the live stream, and that's definitely how I'm going to take advantage of it. And it's well worth the small fee that they are charging for you to gain this information. Now, Scott, do you know if there will be anything in the future set up like a Q&A or a follow-up to the conference for people who weren't there that could call in and perhaps share ideas or some type of forum set up?
Well, I believe when people get their tickets on Eventbrite, U.S. Psychotronics, for the live stream, they are going to make available some discussion areas and so forth. Again, it's our organization being all volunteer. We've not been very creative. We've seen members of our group over many years go off and go into their own groups, kind of breakaways, and we've tried to cover lots of things, but we're ready to do some new and more modern things like having those discussion groups. At one point, we actually had 24 chapters around the country.
Wow.
Our board is from 10 different states, so we have a very diverse group, but we are ready to use the technologies available, and we will have some online seminars coming up in the fall, and we hope that everybody keeps track of us and becomes a member to support our efforts to make this information. We're an educational organization, and we're interested in getting people access to this kind of studies and information and theories and practice.
Well, you know, you guys are practicing what you preach, because you're expanding and growing as you're talking about, you know, energetically expanding and growing. So I love it when you're right in step. You're walking your talk as an organization, and I appreciate it. And again, folks, we are speaking with Scott Butlick, and he is the Secretary Treasurer of the United States Psychotronics Association. They have a conference coming right up in Deerfield, Illinois. It's going to be July 20th to the 22nd. It's their 40th conference at the Hyatt Regency. If you can't make it there, you can start listening on July 20th on their live stream. It's a nominal fee for that, and folks, you're going to absolutely positively enjoy it. If you've loved listening to Scott today talking about what we're sharing with each other, you're going to absolutely love the conference, because this is just the teeny weeny tip of the iceberg. Scott, is there anything you'd like to share with our audience about the conference and why they should get their butts either to Chicago, Illinois, or live stream the conference?
Well, we also have a pre-conference workshop called Radionics 101, where five of our Radionics board members are going to talk about dowsing and subtle energy and the radionics practices of different sorts and get people tuned into their potential to look into their world that way. So that's going to be Thursday afternoon and Friday morning, and then the conference starts on Friday afternoon at 2 or 1:30 and goes till Sunday night, and we'll have 25 to 30 vendors of varying degrees of jewelry or applications of devices or just therapeutic massage of different varieties. Mm-hmm. And last year we had a number of people walk in to our conference, and I heard three or four different people say it, just kind of talking when I'm walking in the hallway. I found my home. This is what I've been missing. And it, again, like you mentioned, it is something that we're lacking in our world. My dad always envisioned that it was a place where you could walk amongst people who were at the leading edge of this kind of research, professionals in the sense that they're scientists and applying ideas or living the life, training and building radionics or other types of psychotronic devices. Mm-hmm. And you could walk with them and talk to them, have a conversation. The lay person and the professional could intermingle and feel on equal boundaries. So we do try to carry that kind of energy throughout our conferences, again, making people's access to information the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you definitely carried that energy there, and Scott, I truly want to thank you. Any last words that we need to share about the conference or anything about your organization, United States Psychotronics Association?
Just please give us some support. We've been at this for 40 years, but we need some help, volunteers or professionals that can help us move this path forward. It's much appreciated.
Okay. Now, you said before at one point in time there were 24 chapters around the United States. What would one have to do besides become a member, of course, of your organization to start a chapter in their locale?
Well, according to our bylaws, which we have to update because if they still have stuff in there about faxes and letter sending and stuff like that.
We don't do that anymore.
yeah, I know. And so five people, members, can create a chapter, and we'll help provide videos or audio talks that people can share at monthly meetings or bi-monthly meetings, and that would constitute, and you could invite people in who were not members and try to encourage them, and that's what local chapters were all about, and my dad ran one for 30-plus years in the Chicagoland area called the Wild Onion.
Oh, the Wild. Ooh, cool. I like that. Well, you know, folks, this is a fantastic way to actually connect with another human being in person. You don't have to do it over text or, you know, face chat or whatever. You can actually connect in person and expand the mind. And, you know, as you expand that mind of five, it's going to reach out to 10, 15, 20 worldwide. So, you know, we could heal the world with intention, right?
You got it, Monique.
Okay. Well, Scott, thank you so much for your time this evening. And folks, don't forget this conference. Let me put it out there one more time. July 20th through 22nd, Deerfield, Illinois, at the Hyatt Regency. This is their 40th year of doing that. If you can't make it there, you can start live streaming on the 20th of July. Yeah. And hello?
Yeah.
Okay, and actually you can go to the website and go to conferences and go to live stream. You'll see a button there that says purchase live stream. It'll take you right to that website that Scott was sharing with us, so it's easy breezy, okay, all you have to do. And what a wonderful way to kick back instead of binge watching TV, binge listen to this, okay, and experience. expand your mind. So, Scott, thank you very much for being with me today and sharing this information. The audience, I thank you for listening. Please take advantage of this. It's going to do nothing but help you. The divine in me honors the divine in you. And I want you to remember that the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of the United States Psychotronics Association. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.